Speech Show is here. It's December, the end of 2017. I can't believe what happened to this year. I tell you, either someone's speeding up time, or as you get older, time goes faster. If that's the case, it's a trick. Anyway, doesn't matter. All right, got a good show for you today. I spent several hours yesterday going through all my files and found 400 Obama reversals. So we're going to be doing Barack Obama, okay, and for all of December. Because I found 400 reversals. We're not going to get through them all in one show. So we're going to do it over the whole month of December to see Barack Obama out and bring in Donald Trump. Okay, so what we're going to do, I want to start off with a reversal that has caused a little bit of disconcertion as to what it means. This is a reversal I found on George Bush, and we're just going to run this one first, and I'm going to talk about some of the misinterpretations about it. So here's the forwards.
I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
Okay, now I've got this reversal of saying skies see the limit with terror. See if you can hear this.
Skies see the limit with terror.
Skies see the limit with terror.
Okay, now some people are saying, it says sky is the limit with terror, which completely changes the meaning of the whole reversal. Listen to it again.
Skies see the limit with terror.
Skies see the limit with terror.
Definitely see the limit. I can't hear is the limit. Okay, so the misinterpretation is that reversal says sky is the limit with terror, which means that George Bush wants terror and he's pushing as hard as he can to get it. However, reversal is actually what we call a cause and effect reversal. There's a sentence after the word sky, not a sentence, a comma after the word skies, and see the limit with terror. So the limit with terror, see the limit with terror, relates directly to the word skies. So skies see the limit with terror. I want to see no more terror from the skies. So he's determined to make sure there's no more terror from the skies. And that's indeed what happened. America was not attacked from the skies again. So here's that reversal again. Skies see the limit with terror.
Skies see the limit with terror.
Skies see the limit with terror.
And once more.
Skies see the limit with terror.
Definitely skies see the limit with terror, not sky is the limit with terror. Okay. All right. Now, the phone number to call in, if you want to call in and speak to me during the show, is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. I love getting a call, so call in and say hi. And we're going to start our marathon of Barack Obama reversals and see if we can look into his mind and find out who he is. Okay, so here we have the first one.
Her father, Glenn, was trapped inside the World Trade Center. And so in those final frantic moments, knowing he might not make it, he called home. And Peyton remembers watching her mom sobbing as she spoke to her husband and then passed the phone.
And this one says, again, my mommy yawn.
Again, my mommy yawn.
Again, my mommy yawn. Again, my mommy yawn.
What his mother has got to do with 911 is totally beyond me. But there we go. There's the first reversal. All right. Let's move into the second reversal. She uses a word that Obama uses frequently and often. Here's the forwards.
It's a promise I make here in Joplin. It's a promise I made down in Tuscaloosa or in any of the communities that have been hit by these devastating storms over the last few weeks.
And this one says, and I damn us.
And I damn us.
And I damn us. And I damn us.
That's a theme that comes through his reversals over and over again. Damning or destroying or shutting down America. Here it is again.
And I damn us.
And I damn.
Oops, sorry. Let's play it again. Here we go.
Again, my name.
Hang on, I lost it. All right, we'll try it again. Here we go. And I damn us.
And I damn us.
And I damn us. And I damn us.
Hey, I got to tell you something really cool. I was going through all these reversals for my show yesterday, and I've got my daughter here, and she was sitting in the other room. And as I was playing the reversals through the speakers, she was picking nearly every one of them up, word for word. I was absolutely amazed that she's so good. Of course, she's grown up with reverse beats, so she should be good. Maybe if kids grew up with reverse beats, they have the real knack and ear for it. That'd be great, wouldn't it? All right, next one on Obama.
We're the nation that always dared to dream. We're the nation that's willing to take risks. Revolutionaries breaking free from an empire. Pioneers heading west to settle new frontiers.
And this one says, half animal feels the guilt.
Half man of a fear from the guilt.
Huh.
Half man of a fear from the guilt. Half man of a fear from the guilt.
Well, I don't know what guilt he's talking about. Listen to the Fords again.
We're the nation that always dared to dream. We're the nation that's willing to take risks. Revolutionaries breaking free from an empire.
Well, that's a bit of an incongruent reversal. Half animal feels a guilt.
Half man of a fear from the guilt.
Half man of a fear from the guilt. Half man of a fear from the guilt.
Okay, next one on Obama.
The survivors, I love you back. I do.
And here he says, hand me the love.
Happy the love.
Huh.
Happy the love.
There you go.
Happy the love.
He likes the adulation from the people in the audience, I guess. Hand me the love. All right, next one along.
So everybody was cautious, but at that point, cautiously optimistic.
This is about Osama bin Laden being taken out, and backwards it says, it's a shock.
It's a shock. It's a shock. It's a shock.
Yep. All right. Next one along.
Obviously, the elected leaders did an extraordinary job moving it forward, but it couldn't have happened if they weren't hearing from people in their respective districts.
And this one says, I love the wolf in your womb.
Love the wolf in your womb.
I'll be bothered.
Love the wolf in your womb. Love the wolf in your womb.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, well, wolf, common metaphor, motivation, inner strength, womb, and new beginnings, new ventures. So I love the wolf in your womb. Get into these new adventures, I guess. So, okay, all right, so next one along, here we go.
All of them are common sense.
Oops, I missed the beginning of it.
Has the support majority of the American people. All of them are common sense. All of them deserve a vote.
And this one says, made the law.
I made the law.
I made the law.
I made the law. I made the law.
Well, I guess he did make the law. That's part of what he does, isn't it, as president? All right, next one along.
I announced a series of executive actions to reduce gun violence and keep our kids safe. And I put forward common sense proposals, much like those that passed here in Connecticut.
And this one says, mark the wolf.
Mark the wolf.
Huh.
Mark the wolf.
Mark the wolf. And once again, it's I mark the wolf.
Mark the wolf.
Mark the wolf. Mark the wolf.
I marked the wolf. That's his drive, his motivation has been damaged. Okay, next one.
Remember, our deficits are shrinking, not growing. Second, we should finish the job of fixing our broken immigration system.
And this one says, the lies that's in it.
The lies that's in it. The lies that's in it. The lies that's in it.
That wasn't very clear, the lies that's in it.
The lies that's in it. The lies that's in it. The lies that's in it.
Yeah, sort of, kind of. That one's not the best one. All right, next one along.
You were there in those early days, driving the Taliban from power, pushing Al-Qaeda out of its safe haven.
And this one says, they shook Barack with Nobel. Well, of course, Barack got the Nobel Prize, didn't he?
You shook Barack with Nobel.
You shook Barack with Nobel. You shook Barack with Nobel.
All right, well, I... it speaks for itself, doesn't he? Got the Nobel Prize. All right, next one along.
Whenever you go to Walter Reed or Bethesda and you see the price that our young people pay to keep this country safe, that's a tough decision.
And so it says, yes, your blank's a bigot.
Yes, your flank's a bigot.
Yes, your flank's a bigot. Yes, your flank's a bigot.
Oh dear, a bit of an incongruent reversal. He's calling himself a bigot. Interesting. Okay, all right. All right, next one along.
Well, it was certainly one of the most satisfying weeks, not only for my presidency, but I think for the United States since I've been president.
And this one says, you're proud of this.
Get out of business.
Get out of business. Get out of business.
Okay, so he's proud of being president. That's a good one. All right, here's that word damn again. He uses it over and over again.
That's why we were able to give health insurance to children in need. That's why we made the tax system in right here in Springfield more fair and just for working families.
This one says, this has to damn you.
This has to damn you.
This has to damn you. This has to damn you.
Of course, we all saw what happened to Medicare, didn't we? He's talking about health insurance, and it did damn America. It was very bad. And there's the word damn that you'll see as we continue through Obama through the month of December, how he uses it frequently and often. All right, next reversal.
Unmasking bogus claims of racism while dismissing legitimate discussions of racial injustice and inequality as mere political correctness or reverse racism.
And this one says, hear the lock in it.
Hear the lock in it.
Hear the lock in it. Hear the lock in it.
Okay, lock in it. He's locked up. Let's listen to the Fords again.
Unmasking bogus claims of racism while dismissing legitimate discussions of racial injustice and inequality as mere political correctness or reverse racism.
And hear the lock in it.
Hear the lock in it.
Hear the lock in it. Hear the lock in it.
Okay, not too sure exactly what that means, but anyway, there we go. Alright, next one along.
There have been talks about integrating them into the central government. However, it's been somewhat slow, somewhat frustrating.
And here he says, I must waltz, I must.
No must waltz, no must.
Almost waltz, almost waltz, almost.
Oh yeah, I must waltz, I must. He must be free and easy. Yeah, okay. All right, next one along.
We can dismiss Reverend Wright as a crank or a demagogue, just as some have dismissed Geraldine Ferraro in the aftermath of her recent statements as harboring some deep-seated bias.
And this one says, sealed with the family fame.
Zero with Amber's fame.
Huh.
Zero with Amber's fame. Zero with Amber's fame.
Huh. Not too sure exactly what that means. Okay. All right. Well, we'll play them all. We're going to play all the ones I found. All right. Next one along.
Question that divided the colonies and brought the convention to a stalemate until the founders chose to allow the slave trade to continue.
And this one says, you love a voice.
You're not the voice.
You're not the voice. You're not the voice.
Oh, yeah, he's got a voice in the country. Yep. All right, here's another reversal that uses the word damn.
That the two problems that you've pointed out, Al-Qaeda in Iraq and increased Iranian influence in the region,
are a direct result of that original decision. That's not a decision you gentlemen made. I won't lay it at your feet.
And here he says, damn them.
Damn them.
Wow.
Damn them. Damn them.
And there's that word damn that you're going to see often throughout this tape. All right, here's another one.
I just want to close with a couple of key points. Number one, we all have the greatest interest in seeing a successful resolution to Iraq.
This one says, no woman.
No woman.
Huh.
No woman. No woman.
What's that got to do with Iraq? I have absolutely no idea. All right, here's the next one.
It's also true to say that we're not going to eliminate all influence of Iran in Iraq. Correct? That's not our goal. That can be our definition of success, that Iran has no influence in Iraq.
This one says, they make a devil.
They make a devil.
Huh.
They make a devil. They make a devil.
Oh, difficult emotions to deal with. They make a devil. All right, here's the next one along.
Or we can speculate on whether white men will all flock to John McCain and the...
And I'll follow.
I'll follow.
I'll follow. I'll follow.
Okay, I don't know what that means. All right, next one. Here we go.
It is not only great to be back in Raleigh, it is also nice to get out of Washington.
And here he says, allow the gab, it was guilt.
Allow the gab, it was guilt.
Oh, that's clear.
Allow the gab, it was guilt. Allow the gab, it was guilt.
Okay, so that's the second reference to the word guilt. You're going to see it come up again as we look at Obama reversals. Allow the gab to be able to talk smoothly and eloquently. But why is he guilty about the way that he's speaking? We will explore this as we continue with my 400 Obama reversals, which we'll be looking at over the whole month of December. Because there's no way I can play 400 reversals in one show. All right, here we go with the next one along.
Now, even as we worked to address the crisis in our banking sector, in our housing market, in our auto industry, by the way, there was a flu that came by during that process.
And this reversal says, and they come.
And they come. And they come. And they come.
There we go. And they come. All right. So, next one along. Here we go.
No longer will insurance companies be allowed to drop or water down coverage for someone who's become seriously ill. That's not right. It's not fair.
This one says, are you serious, mug?
Are you serious, mug?
Huh.
Are you serious, mug? Are you serious, mug?
I guess he's calling himself a mug. Are you serious? Can you really pull this off? Is this something that you can achieve, or are you just being a mug? All right, next one along.
They're already providing health insurance for their employees. And if they're not providing health insurance for their employees, the problem is small businesses typically have a much tougher time getting health insurance.
This one says, better search to find your lover.
Murder search to find your
lover. Huh.
Murder search to find your lover. Murder search to find your lover.
Huh. What's he talking about? Does he have a lover on the side, or is he looking? We're going to look at more reversals that talk about that as this continues. The number to call me in on if you want to speak to me on air is 844, toll free, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Always enjoy getting your calls. Okay, all right. So we are up to the next reversal on Obama.
That's the healthcare system we can bring about with reform. So back in Washington, there's been a lot of talk about the politics of healthcare and who's up and who's down and what it will mean for my party if this will my presidency be damaged severely.
And this one says, but I will live in little show.
But I'll live in this show.
Huh.
But I'll live in this show. But I'll live in this show.
I think he's He's creating a show, a projection of who he really is. Okay? So, next one along.
So, just remember, if somebody asks you about the stimulus or the recovery, one-third of it's in your pocket in tax cuts. One-third of it is unemployment insurance relief, help on COBRA, and making sure that states don't have to make cuts that would make things worse.
And this one says, but so we listen.
But so we listen.
Huh.
But so we listen. But so we listen.
Okay, so he's listening to the people, and they're concerned, and they're following along accordingly. All right, next one along.
Because the truth is, we have a system today that works well for the insurance industry, but it doesn't always work well for you.
And here it says, clear the foul screw.
Clear the foul screw.
Clear the foul screw. Clear the foul screw.
He's talking about clearing the screw that the insurance industry is putting down on people. So, clear the foul screw. Well, I guess he had good intentions of stopping the insurance companies from doing what they're doing. Okay, clear the foul screw. Well, he didn't have much success in clearing the foul screw because the premiums have gone up through the roof. All right, next one along.
I am so excited to be back in Raleigh, to be back in North Carolina.
And here he says, I come to guide you. Okay, all right, I come to guide you. So, all right, there we go. He's here to guide us. We have a caller on the phone from West Virginia. We'll take him after the break. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. We'll be right back. We have a caller. I don't know whether we've got him or not. Doug from West Virginia, you're on the air. Hello, Doug. Are you with us? Okay, I think we've lost Doug. All right. Sorry about that. You can call back anyone on 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Okay, next reversal on Obama. Here we go.
We also took steps to help a struggling auto industry emerge from a crisis largely of its own making. Again, some folks thought, why are we doing that? There was a strong argument to let General Motors and Chrysler go under.
And this reversal says, I know you well.
I know you well.
Huh.
I know you well. I know you well.
Oh, well, I guess he believes he knows the auto industry well. And I guess so. All right. Okay. So let's have a look at the next one.
Many of you have been denied insurance or heard someone who was denied insurance because they had a pre-existing condition. That will no longer be allowed.
Here he says, I must still hope.
I must still hope.
I must still hope. I must still hope.
I guess he's hoping that that Obamacare will work. He's keeping his spirits up. So there we go. Okay. All right. Next one along. We have Doug from West Virginia on the line. Well, I'll take Doug first before we play the next reversal. Doug, are you with us?
Yes, John. Thanks. Sorry about that. But now this might sound a little crazy, but this, I swear this is not a prank phone call. I think the year was about 1999, and I had obviously heard you on this radio program, and I had an old desktop tower computer, and I said, well, you know, let me try this myself, and it had a voice recorder thing, and it could also reverse. Okay, So I don't know what I said. I just said something, and I played it back. Now this is where it gets a little crazy. I swear I don't think I'm a nutcase, but to me, it sounded like Swedish. Now, I don't know Swedish, but it sounded, I didn't hear any English words, but now my father's mother came from Sweden. So the question is, I guess, is it possible that in reverse speech one can speak languages of their ancestors? Is that possible?
Yes, that is possible. I've seen that before. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yes, anyway, that was my comment.
Sorry?
Yes. So it's a fascinating subject, and I'll keep listening.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Zach. Thanks for the call, mate. Appreciate it. Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right. Good on you, mate. All right. That was Doug from West Virginia. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And yes, Doug, you can have reversals of other languages in your reverse speech. If your mother was from Sweden, then yes, I would be surprised to see Swedish reversals in there occasionally. Interesting. All right, next section along. Here we go.
That plan doesn't sound too good. That's the healthcare system we have right now. So we can either continue with that approach, or we can choose another approach, one that will gradually bring costs down.
And here it says, it was nice.
It was nice. It was nice. It was nice.
Not too nice, because the cost didn't come down at all, as Barack Obama promised. They went up through the roof. That's why Donald Trump is repealing and replacing Obamacare. All right, next section along.
I mean, that's the biggest challenge we have right now. It's just people sort of generally have skepticism about Washington. And I understand that. That's why I ran for president, because I was skeptical about what was happening.
And here he says, let me show Albin, this is hexed.
Show Albin, this is hexed.
Wow.
Show Albin, this is hexed.
Nice and clear.
Show Albin, this is hexed.
Ooh, dear me, Albin is memories of the past. Let me show Albin. Let me show you from the results of the past. But this is hexed. It's scarred. It's damaged. Here, let's get the Fords again.
I mean, that's the biggest challenge we have right now. It's just people sort of generally have skepticism about Washington. And I understand that. That's why I ran for president,
president, because I was skeptical about what was happening.
Oh, yeah, let me show Albert. This is hexed. In other words, look at the memories of the past. Washington is hexed.
Show Albert, this is hexed. Show Albert, this is hexed. Show Albert, this is hexed.
Yes, all there. Okay, you're on. So, next one along. Here we go.
Medicare and the VA are both government-run healthcare programs that have very high satisfaction rates. Generally, if you look at surveys, they have actually very high satisfaction rates. Now,
and this reversal says, see averse.
See averse.
Huh.
See averse. See averse.
Verse is a common metaphor in reverse speech. It's a deep unconscious knowledge. He's tapping into some spiritual knowledge inside of him. That's what the seed of verse is. All right, next one along.
You also have a group practice so that when you come in, the family physician, your primary care physician, has already coordinated with all the specialists. So instead of having to go to four different doctors and four different tests, you go take one trip, and you see all of them all at once, and they all help diagnose you and coordinate your care throughout the process.
And this reversal says, she's a freak, her mouth boring.
She's a freak, her mouth boring.
Wow.
She's a freak, her mouth boring.
I'll be bothered.
She's a freak, her mouth boring.
I don't know what that's got to do with the forwards. It's got nothing to do with the forwards at all. Talking about, here, let's listen to the forwards again.
You also have a group practice. So that when you come in, the family physician, your primary care physician, has already coordinated with all the specialists. So instead of having to go to four different doctors and four different tests, you go take one trip, and you see all of them all at once, and they all help diagnose you and coordinate your care throughout the process.
And she's a freak, her mouth boring.
She's a freak, her mouth boring.
I don't know what that's got to do with the forwards.
She's a freak, her mouth boring.
His mind is on something else. He's thinking about someone he knows or someone who he's talked to. This is a different one. All right, next one.
So those are the kinds of things that can be changed. Now, your broader question may just be, I don't have confidence in government.
And this one says, so damn the shock.
So damn the shock. So damn the shock.
So there's that damn word again. Shock is trauma. That's actually translated to be a very positive reversal. Damn the truck, a shock, damn the trauma. All right, next one along.
The first is projected to double your health care costs over the next decade, make millions more Americans uninsured, bankrupt state and federal governments, and allow insurance companies to run roughshod over consumers. That's one option. That's called the status quo.
And this reversal says, the show lowered, see the bugs.
The show lowered, see the bugs.
Huh.
The show lowered, see the bugs.
Certainly clear.
The show lowered, see the bugs.
Let's see what he's talking about forwards again.
The first is projected to double your health care costs over the next decade, make millions more Americans uninsured.
Okay, all right, talking about health insurance, the show lowered, see the bug. They lowered their standards by putting a $13,000 excess on the bloody thing, and to see the bugs, a lot of bugs. Anyway, all right, next one along, here we go.
When I took office in January, I asked to receive 10 letters, to see 10 letters from people across the country every day. They're just selected by the mail room. We get about 40,000 letters a day. They send me about 10 a day.
And this one says, they mess your bed.
They mess your bed.
Huh.
They mess your bed. They mess your bed.
Bed, common metaphor, sexual metaphor, energy, stamina, drive, they mess your bed. These are the letters he's getting every day. Why they're messing the bed, I don't know. All right, next one along.
Here in North Carolina, you know this isn't about politics. This is about people's lives. This is about people's businesses. This is about the future. I want our children, our grandchildren, to look back and say, this is when we decided to take the politics out of it.
And the backwards, this is it.
This is it.
Huh.
This is it. This is it.
He's just making a point. That's all he's doing. Oh, listen to this naughty reversal coming up.
First of all, I just want to thank Sarah Coleman for the wonderful introduction. Give her a great round of applause. Yeah, she brought me a Cupcake Factory t-shirt, but no cupcakes.
And this one says, you can get blank.
You have this book.
I'll be bothered.
You have this book.
Oh dear me. Damn, get blanked. He's not putting off good reversals, is he? Oh, they get worse as we go on. Okay, next one along. Here we go.
They're saying we should have broken ground on all our highway projects on the first day. Well, that's impossible. Especially because I wanted to be sure we did our homework and invested our tax dollars only in those projects that actually created jobs and jump-started our economy.
And this reverse says, you'll shatter see doubt.
You'll shatter see doubt.
Wow.
You'll shatter see doubt. You'll shatter see doubt.
Talking about jump-starting the economy, let's run the Fords again.
They're saying we should have broken ground on all our highway projects on the first day. Well, that's impossible. Especially because I wanted to be sure we did our homework and invested our tax dollars only in those projects that actually created jobs and jump-started our economy.
Okay, yeah, you'll shatter see doubt.
You'll shatter see doubt. You'll shatter see doubt. You'll shatter see doubt.
Yeah, he doesn't know whether it's going to work or not. That's what that one means. Okay, all right. Next one along. Here we go.
Hello, everybody.
And backwards, you love the dollar.
Yeah, love the dollar. Yeah, love the dollar. Yeah, love the dollar.
There you go. You love the dollar. Fair enough. Okay. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. All right. Next one along.
After it was ravaged by years of Soviet occupation and civil war, and after the attention of America and our friends had turned elsewhere. Just days after 9/11, Congress authorized the use of force against Al-Qaeda.
And back was, I nurse this, now find a crime.
I nurse this, now find a crime.
Wow.
I nurse this, now find a crime. I nurse this, now find a crime.
Yeah, well, you see, it was everything that happened in the Middle East was a damn crime. I mean, gee whiz. All right, okay, so let's move along to the next one. Here we go.
Indeed, some call for a more dramatic and open-ended escalation of our war effort, one that would commit us to a nation-building project of up to a decade.
And this one says, she'll accept the debt.
She'll accept the net.
Oh, the net, not debt. She'll accept the net.
She'll accept the net.
She'll accept the net. She'll accept the net.
Let's run the Fords again. I want to see get another context on this.
Indeed, some call for a more dramatic and open-ended escalation of our war effort. One that would commit us to a nation-building project of up to a decade.
And this one says she'll accept the net.
She'll accept the net.
She'll accept the net. She'll accept the net.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right. So, where's the next one? Here we go. Here we go.
Most of all, I know that this decision asks even more of you. A military that, along with your families, has already borne the heaviest of all burdens.
Oh, this one's a good one. You may have freed them all.
You may have freed them all.
You may have freed them all. You may have freed them all.
Huh. All right, there's a nice positive upbeat reversal. Yeah, you may have freed them all. Good one. Okay, we are going down all these reversals one by one. Here is the next one.
Everybody, please have a seat.
Good evening, all of you. On behalf of Michelle and myself, I just want to welcome everybody to the White House.
And this reversal says, be the law.
Be the law.
Be the law. Be the law.
Okay, yeah, well, I guess that's what he is. He's the law, isn't he? He's accepting his role. Okay, all right, be the law. Okay, next one along. Here we go.
Above all, it will require us to choose a vision of the America we want to see 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road.
And you say, all the mud.
All the mud.
All the mud. All the mud.
Stuck. Inability to move forward. Let's run it again.
Above all, it will require us to choose a vision of the America we want to see 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road.
All the mud.
All the mud.
All the mud. All the mud.
Yes, it's stuck. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. It's stuck. And Barack Obama is aware of it. All right, next one along.
While Social Security is not the cause of our deficit, it faces real long-term challenges in a country that's growing older.
And here's another theme of Barack Obama, but you blank him.
It's the beer for nothing.
It's the beer for nothing. It's the beer for nothing.
Yeah, that's the whole theme of harm, damage, dam. We're going to see more dam reversals as we continue on looking at Barack Obama over the next 2 or 3 weeks. So, all right. Oh, here's another one which uses the F word.
Businesses will be less likely to invest and open shop in a country that seems unwilling or unable to balance its books.
And did you blank it?
Zadir Fnachman.
Wow.
Zadir Fnachman. Zadir Fnachman.
Yeah, certainly there. There's no doubt about that. Okay, so he does use the F word, and he uses the D word, damn, quite a lot. You'll see more of these as we continue on looking at the reversals of Barack Obama. All right, here is another one with the F word.
Here's the good news. That doesn't have to be our future. That doesn't have to be the country that we leave our children.
Feel you will blank.
Feel you will blank.
Feel you will you blank, sorry.
Feel you will blank.
Feel you will blank. Feel you will blank.
Look, all of Obama's statements about making America better, improving American lives, improving Obamacare, all the reversals, not all of them, but there's a majority of them that say damn or blank. And his presidency really was a very, very disconcerting presidency, to say the least. Damaging presidency, that's what I'm looking for. All right, here we go.
We don't have to choose between a future of spiraling debt and one where we forfeit our investment in our people and our country.
This one says, health you were known.
Health you were known.
Health you were known. Health you were known.
Yeah, he's probably thinking about Obamacare. Certainly that was one of the cornerstones of his presidency. Yeah, I guess so. All right, so next one along. Here we go.
Already the reforms we passed in the health care law will reduce our deficit by $1 trillion. My approach would build on these reforms.
And this one says, I've got suitable wall.
Better suitable wall.
Huh.
Better suitable wall. Better suitable wall.
Yeah, his walls are up. He's not listening. He's, yeah, this is just the hallmark of his presidency, really, wasn't it? So, oh, here's one I forgot to play. Here we go.
After it was ravaged by years of Soviet occupation and civil war.
Oh, I did play that one. I'm sorry. I nursed this now, find the crime. Yes, I forgot that I played it. All right, okay. So, next one along.
These are kinds of cuts that tell us we can't afford the America that I believe in and I think you believe.
And this reversal says, I thank you.
But thank you.
Huh.
But thank you. But thank you.
Oh, well, that was nice of him. Okay, I thank you. Yep, okay, all right, fair enough. All right, so next one along. Here we go.
Democrats and Republicans must come together and restore the fiscal responsibility that served us so well in the 1990s.
Okay, and backwards, I was subversed.
I was subversed.
Wow.
I was subversed. I was subversed.
Oh, he was subversed. His, he was undermined or undercut in his ability to lead. I was subversed. I was made ineffective. All right, so next one along. Here we go.
This is not because we begrudge those who've done well. We rightly celebrate their success.
And but an opposite reversal, so deal the loss.
Assert the boss.
Assert the boss. Assert the boss.
So, an opposite reversal, so deal the loss. Okay, next one along.
It's an approach that puts every kind of spending on the table, but one that protects the middle class, our promise to seniors, and our investments in the future.
Okay, so he's making a proposal for change. Backwards, so yes, it's an offer.
Sir, yes, it's an offer.
Sir, yes, it's an offer. Sir, yes, it's an offer.
Yeah, nice. Nice congruent reversal, that one. He's making an offer as he's looking at things. Okay, so next one along. All right.
I want you to know that one of the reasons that I worked so hard with Democrats and Republicans to keep the government open was so that I could show up here today.
And this reversal says, soon the bottom right that beats.
Soon the bottom right that beats.
Huh.
Soon the bottom right that beats. Soon the bottom right that beats.
He's going to get trouble from the right wing, I guess is what I how I would interpret that. All right, next one along.
It's an approach that achieves about $2 trillion in spending cuts across the budget. It will lower our interest payments on the debt by $1 trillion.
And this one says, suck your lips.
Suck your lips.
Huh.
Suck your lips. Suck your lips.
Lips to speak, to interact. Let's get a context again.
It's an approach that achieves about $2 trillion in spending cuts across the budget. It will lower our interest payments on the debt by $1 trillion.
And suck your lips.
Suck your lips.
Suck your lips. Suck.
Not too sure what he means by suck your lips, but anyway, there it is. I'll let you come make up your mind on that one. Here's the next one.
Members of our bipartisan fiscal commission are here, including the two outstanding chairs, Erskine Bowles and Alan Simpson are here.
And this one says, wisdom you look.
Wisdom you look.
Wow.
Wisdom you look. Wisdom you look.
Oh, there we go. He's got a little bit of wisdom inside of him. That's a good thing, isn't it? We want that to happen. Okay. Next one along.
As a country that values fairness, wealthier individuals have traditionally borne a greater share of this burden than the middle class or those less fortunate.
And this one says, your deal get known.
Your deal get known. Your deal get known. Your deal get known.
Okay. Well, he's making his deals, doing his thing. Okay. And your deal get known. That makes sense. Oh, here we have one of these strange space reversals that we found on Donald Trump, and we find scattered on public leaders every now and then. Here we go.
This vision is less about reducing the deficit than it is about changing the basic social compact in America. Ronald Reagan's own budget director said there's nothing serious or courageous about this plan.
This one says, you're serious, your funds with NASA. Okay, money with NASA. We have seen this scattered throughout leaders' reversals. Something about NASA. What's going on with NASA? Some people believe there's a secret space program going on. I've got to do reverses on that. We're going to do a show on that sometime in the future. Anyway, folks, this is the end of Obama for today, and we'll be coming back my show next week with more Obama, and we're going to go to my guest now at the top of the hour, so don't touch that feet keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.